An assembly candidate in the 26th district told supporters at a House party Thursday night that New Jersey is in a crisis of affordability. The candidate added that she's alarmed young people with college degrees often have no choice but to live with their parents, and that seniors have to move because taxes are so high. This is kind of standard stuff for Morris County Republicans, but the speaker on this night was Laura Forgang. She's a Democrat. Forgang, who lives in Verona, is seeking to oust GOP incumbents Jay Weber and Betyl De Croce in a district that covers eastern Morris, western Essex and one town in Passaic, West Milford. The other Democratic candidate is Christine Clark of Jefferson. Weber is the guy with the target on his back. Democrats in general and Mickey Sherrill in particular spent millions last fall portraying him as too right-wing for northern New Jersey. It worked. Sherrill won the open congressional seat in the 11th district by a surprisingly comfortable margin. So you can expect many of the attacks against Weber last year, such as his vote in opposition to equal pay for women, to resurface. But apparently not yet. Forgang's only mention of Weber and De Croce was to say the incumbents will be well-funded. Instead, she talked about what's wrong with New Jersey and why it needs to be fixed. She said many people have good jobs in New Jersey, but to reach them, they must traverse an archaic transportation system. It's common for challengers in a race to condemn the current state of affairs, but the balancing act here is that Democrats now control all aspects of state government. So isn't some of these problems their fault? Perhaps not totally. Democrats, for instance, can, and they do, blame former Governor Christie for the woes of New Jersey transit. As for the overall issue of affordability, Forgang spoke of the need for better investment in education, transportation and the healthcare system. She also touched on gridlock in Trenton, which primarily revolves around a split between the Democratic governor and Democratic legislative leaders. Forgang, who is a business consultant and author, acknowledged the problem and said after her brief address that it is time for Democrats to play nice with each other. A challenge for Forgang and all Democratic candidates this year is maintaining the interest and excitement that flipped four House seats last fall. Forgang, optimistically, doesn't see that as a major concern. This race is just as sexy as 2018, she said.